Well, God morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this We Give Ourselves Away to You, Lord, Tuesday. Let us go to God in prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us this morning. Align us in the way that you would have us to go, God. We surrender ourselves to you that you would use us, God. And we thank you just for allowing us to wake up into another day. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in us on this day. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. And we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for the mission and the mandate that you have given them to start this telecommunication sanctuary going on 9 years, Father. And so we bless you and we praise you. We give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And we ask that you would bless the speaker as they would come this morning, God. Less of them and more of you. Less of them and more of you. Give them the strength. Give them the words that would speak life to us this morning. We thank you for Artist Life, and we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the products, and we thank you for every distributor, past, present, and future. Father, we just bless your name. We thank you that there is a sweet anointing here on this line this morning. And as we go out today, Father, allow us to shine bright that the whole world will see just how mighty of a God we serve. And these things I decree and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And
good morning.
I would like to turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much for greeting our family this morning and for your inspiring, strong prayer. And thank you for the tagline, We Give Ourselves Away Tuesday. Glory be to God. Not only do we give ourselves away today, but we give ourselves away to Jesus, to God, every day. Fill us up, Lord, and use us for your good. In the name of Jesus, for glory, in the name of Jesus. Well, my family, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Willa, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture verse of Psalm 88:13, which reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all the messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And in order to access that, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Each and every year, God blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And our theme for 2019 is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, you've always heard us say that there is no need to audition. There is no wait list. We want you. So if God has tugged on your heart, like at night you can't go to sleep, or during the day you're like, ooh, I just have to call them and get in touch with them at the Master's Call to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Tiffany so beautifully do, or to host as I am doing, or perhaps you are a psalmist and God has put a song in you that you want to share, or maybe you even have a word from the Lord that you can so richly bless each and every one of us with, you may submit that information to, as in your desire to serve, at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in touch with you. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, and we would just love to hear from you, you may submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And please note that we are praying for you and we rejoice with you. Now, this company, which was Artis International, was established by the D.A. Stelion family over 29 years ago. It is now called Artis Life, and it still carries the wonderful products that will make you a healthier you. To find out more about Artis Life, get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they will be more than happy to share more information with you. The new morning motivational call is held every Monday through Friday right after this call by a team of great leaders that will give you vital information you need about the benefits of Artis products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, that's 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-16617#. PIN 294-617#. If you have difficulty getting on this call, there is a bypass number you can use if you need to, and you won't have to pay. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And at the morning motivational call, Minister Candace Kenaway will be the host of that call, and today is Presidential Tuesday. So much for the announcements. I want to get right on over to introducing our speaker to you so that our speaker will have more than enough time. And the speaker for this morning is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has preached the gospel for over 35 years. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants who cannot go out to church. Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community. He is the past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary and is a 13-year board member of Downriver YMCA. Pastor Everett has been married to his
Minister Willa, are you there?
Dr. B.
I think we lost her. Pastor Everett, you're on. You're unmuted, so you can just go on and bless us this morning.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right.
Amen. I want to thank God for another opportunity to share on today. We give God the glory and the praise for this day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And we want to thank God for the greeter, Mr. Tiffany, and Mr. Will for starting our hosting. Amen. And praise God for praise and worship by Minister Peters. God bless all of you. And we thank God for the host, not only host, but the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pat, Amen. If it had not been for those two individuals, we would not be here on today, especially not had not been for artists' life, we all definitely wouldn't be here. So thank God for, amen, the ministry and business opportunity we have with artists' life. Well, let's go to God's Word. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and let's look at the 17th verse. Therefore, if anyone, reading from the King James Version, is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Our subject this morning is a question. What's new about you? What's new about you? In Christ, there has to be something new. There has to be a change. And according to the scripture, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There must be a change. Came across this message here in, from Ron Hawkins. And I just want to share with you. So can people really change? Even more, can believers actually become more like Christ? Scripture affirms that people can change, doesn't make change an option, and offers guidance for producing positive change. Believers are told if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Metamorphosis takes place. Amen. Many of you heard how a change occurs from a caterpillar to a butterfly. You don't never hear a butterfly hoping and complaining and saying, I wish I was a caterpillar. I can recall how I used to just crawl around. No. When that change occurred, it was a happiness of being able to be free and fly. Amen, as a beautiful butterfly. So the old had passed away. The old, amen, crawling around has changed to a cocoon. Amen, moved into metamorphosis and a beautiful creature came to be. That's how we ought to be. Amen, beautiful in Christ. We are wonderfully, beautifully made. Amen, in Christ Jesus. Well, change to what? Change to what? We have to be changed to what? Scripture identifies a common goal for all who are in the upward cycle toward maturity, coming to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, according to Ephesians 4:13. Paul reminded Timothy that every believer must study Scripture, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. What's new about you? What has changed in your life? 2 Timothy 3:17. We have achieved maturity when we help edify others, contribute to the body of Christ, and are filled with Christ so that we are equipped for every good work. So let's change to what now? Change why and how. In our close relationships with others, we may be called upon to help one another change for the better. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the confidence of his friend, Proverbs 27:17. Our goal is not to have a judgmental spirit by which we pick out people's faults and then set out to change them. Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged, Matthew 7:1. While we do not need to be perfect before we can help others, we should be mature and loving if we are to help engage others in the process of change. Paul wrote, now I myself am confident concerning you, my brother, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. It's Romans 15:14. Following are some questions we should ask ourselves. What is our authority for guiding change in ourselves and others? Our authority is the word of truth from God that sets the standards for our behavior. When we challenge ourselves and one another with the truth of God's word, then we know what direction we need to go in. We should not make a move toward helping another person until we have sought God in prayer and receive his guidance for when and how to handle the situation. if he has chosen us to help this person, then he will provide time, the needed corrective and insight into the approach we should use to help. What should we not seek to change in others? People have core personality traits such as being extroverted or introverted that are part of their uniqueness as God creations. According to Psalms 139:13-16. We should not try to change people's personalities. The focus should be on helping people conform to standards of behavior found in Scripture. What should we seek to change in others? When beliefs and behaviors do not correspond to the truth in Scripture, we need to reprove the unbiblical behaviors and beliefs. Many behaviors and beliefs are rooted in the old life and are incompatible with maturity in Christ, Ephesians 5:1-11. We are to carefully expose sin, encourage repentance, and patiently instruct believers in the ways of righteousness, 1 Thessalonians 5:14. How will we know if the change we desire to see has really occurred? Jesus Christ will become visible in them as they respond to biblical truth and conform their behavior to biblical standards. We will notice that they desire less of the flesh and more of Him. We will see victories in their life and hear reports from others about victories they are seeing in the one who has embraced change. Remember, however, change takes time. What motivation should control us as we seek to help people with the process of change? Christ loves a spirit of optimism and a can-do attitude should dominate our words and behaviors as we seek to lead others to embrace changes that will lead them to maturity in Christ, 1 Corinthians 13:4-13. So change to what? Change why and how? Now let's get change trying versus training. Frequently we see the need for change to us in ourselves and others. For example, we may talk to a friend about a need for a change in a certain aspect of his or her life. That person may understand and realize the need, saying, I'll try to change. The problem is, after a few days, people who say they're trying to change, quote unquote, will crash and burn. Why? Because they're trying, and trying almost always ends in failure. When people try to change, they are merely hoping that they will find the inner strength to behave differently. The biblical model is training, not trying. Paul teaches that maturity and change come with training. Exercise yourself toward godliness, according to 1 Corinthians 4:7. There is an enormous difference between trying to meet a goal and training to meet a goal. People may try all they want to win the big 5K race, but the winner will be the one who has been in training. In order to truly change, people must ask the Holy Spirit to help them. They must repent of their failures, be accountable to other believers, and for the consistent practice of disciplines that foster spiritual growth and in the power provided by the Holy Spirit, habitually train themselves in godly behavior. Change can happen. Maturity is attainable. Growth means change. Therefore, every growing believer is constantly changing for the better. Amen. So what's new about you? What's been changing about you? What has changed about you is, of course, I was watching TV last night, and it's just so sad how this homosexual community has, I mean, not only got out the closet, but really stormed out the closet and want us to believe that that's a normal type of behavior. And a lot of churches and pastors don't want to deal with that issue. Amen. But it's just like, people try to tell us that are saved, you don't be forcing your religion on me. But they want to force their lifestyle on us, not realizing that it's not normal, it's not God's way of living, is not God's standard, but they want to force it down our throats, saying this is the behavior that we chose. Sorry for same-sex marriage and all this kind of, that is contrary to God's way of living. And they want to force it down our throat, saying this is normal behavior. This is the way we choose to live, and you ought to accept it. You know, they demand sometimes that we accept that type of behavior. But the Bible clearly tells us how this lifestyle that they're trying to paint a picture that is all right, it's okay, amen, but it's not okay. In the first chapter of Romans, it talks about homosexuality. And quickly, let me just try to get through this. Homosexuality refers to a condition and a behavior. Homosexual condition, commonly referred to as an orientation, is one in which a person is sexually attracted to members of the same sex. Any form of sexual activity between members of the same sex is homosexual behavior. And people do not generally choose the homosexual condition. Like many sinful tendencies, it is often deeply ingrained and show itself early in life. But while the homosexual condition might not be chosen, homosexual behavior is a matter of choice. People choose what to do with their desires. In other words, you're not born that way. And even if you do feel you're born that way, you must be born again. Amen, somebody. Amen. So this behavior, sexual sin, is not the way God designed us to be. No matter how people smile and want to be accepted, it's not acceptable unto God. Amen. We just have to take a stand as a church. You know, we love you, but we cannot accept that type of behavior. Man, we have to realize that we just have a changed lifestyle. Once we become saved, God does not expect us to be the same. The old have passed away. Come on, somebody. And we become new creatures in Christ. Therefore, every man or woman or child, amen, is in Christ. He's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So no matter what your lifestyle is, as 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says, and such were some of you, past tense. Amen, amen. So we have to, amen, let people know that there is a change. Expect a change as you become, amen, in Christ, as you embrace the things of God. You must be born again. You must be changed. The Word of God expects change through us as we embrace God's Word. Songwriter says, since Jesus came into my heart, what a wonderful change in my life has been brought. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have light in my soul for which long I have sought. Second verse says, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away. Third verse says, I shall go there to dwell in that city. I know since Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy, as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. What's changing has come upon you? What's new about you since Jesus came into your heart? God bless you. May God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Willie.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett. What's new about you and change? Praise God. Change, change, change. I will be calling you back after our prayer, after we pray over our prayer requests to give us our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, holy God, awesome God, powerful God, almighty God, King of kings, Lord of lords, oh, our Prince of peace, we come to you this morning forever grateful, forever thankful for this new day that you have made. Oh, God, thank you so much for allowing us to wake up with full activity of our limbs, Lord. to be able to breathe, as Minister Tiffany said this morning, just to take a breath. Oh, God, those things we take for granted. But we want to just stop this morning and say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for having your angels encamped around about us while we slept last night. Thank you for keeping our family members, Lord, keeping us safe. Oh, God, we thank you. Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. For you said, oh, God, that all we need to do is ask, and you would forgive us in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we turn from anything that is not of you. You said in your word that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven. You forgive our sins and you will heal this land. And Father, you know this land needs some healing. Oh, so we come to you, Lord, repenting. We come to you, Lord, turning from our wicked ways. We come to you, Lord, knowing that you are a God who does the above and beyond. So right now, Lord, we want to thank you for Pastor Everett. Thank you for the rich message that he brought to us this morning, the very informational message, the message that has us to examine ourselves, Lord. Oh, God, we ask that you continue to use him mightily, that you continue to bless his footsteps, Lord. Order them in the name of Jesus, because you said the footsteps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Continue to bless this entire family, Lord. Bless their going out and their coming in. Father, continue to let him spread the word to the people at the complex, oh, Lord. Those who can't get out, oh, God, let him continue to go over at the, across the park apartment complex to be a blessing and just use him as you would have him to be used. Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for them as the founders of this master's call. Father, you know exactly what they stand in need of. And so we ask, Lord, that you do the exceeding abundantly above in their lives. Lord, let them hear from you. God, give Dr. PK the wisdom that she needs, oh God. Let her not make any of the decisions on her own, Lord, but let her hear your voice clearly. Continue to administer healing to her body in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, how you have just blessed her to do so much in the name of Jesus, the same 24 hours that we all have, and yet you've blessed her, Lord. So, God, and bless Mother Josie, and continue to provide for them, Lord. Continue to give direction in the name of Jesus. Put a tsunami blessing over her, I pray. Father, we lift up Mother Oliver. We lift up Artist Life. We lift up Aunt Brenda. We lift up Robin's friend, oh God, the Dozen family, Lord. We lift up Sharon Starwitz. We lift up, oh God, Shar Johnson. We lift up my family, the Peterson family, oh God. We lift up Pastor Everett's sister, Jerry. Father, we lift up Sharon Starwitz. I said that already. We lift up, oh God, the Boundary family. Father, we lift up our dear sister Eleanor Blackwell. We lift up anyone, oh God, who has a challenge in their bodies, because you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message this morning. And so to do so, you pray, go to the playback, and that's 712-432-1085. And the pin code is 957677#. Again, the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294617#. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting us this morning and giving us the tagline, "We Give Ourselves Away." Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, for leading us in worship with your anointed voice. And thank you again, Pastor Everett, for giving us our message for this morning, as we go and figure out what's new about us and trust God for that. And as I always say to my family, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me some you. Pastor Everett, will you please come back and give us the benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, not only peace, but power and prosperity as well. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.